It's a worst-case scenario in the Philippines. There's a call for more leaders in rural China, and your help is needed to overcome racial segregation in the U.S. There's a way you can make a difference on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Body bags are being requested. Relief is tied up and hunger is growing. The Central Philippines is like a war zone. Mission mobilizer with Send International Canada, Trent Rawlings, is in the Philippines. He says little search and rescue is taking place right now. Everyone's in survival mode. While relief aid is pouring in, it's backing up because of damaged infrastructure.
They have not been able to eat for 5 going on 6 days now. Now the concern is starvation. Now the concern is lack of clean water. And especially medicine for those who are injured.
Send hasn't been able to connect with churches in the typhoon zone. Rowling says it's not just about helping people with physical aid.
We see tragedies like this as a real opportunity to minister to people, not only their physical needs, but their spiritual needs. So really, when we talk about meeting physical needs, that's never the end goal. The end goal is to share the gospel and to minister to their spiritual needs as well.
Generously support Send International through a link at our website. Next, stories of unimaginable horror beginning to pour out of the Philippines. Elaine Ellis says Operation Mobilization is training their staff in trauma counseling. Her big concern is for the slum kids they help.
Just to survive the horrendous inconveniences of the storm has to be a huge challenge for them. With everyone focused on the worst areas, there's always a concern that the people who are on the fringe may go over the edge.
OM is sharing the gospel in hope for a future to 114 children through their scholarship program. Find details at our website. Want to help? Pray, give, or go. Ellis quotes OM's national director, Lawrence Tong.
The one we serve is much bigger and stronger than any typhoon or earthquake. And we need to cry out to him on behalf of the thousands who have lost homes and loved ones.
This is Mission Network News. Growth has its own peril. MNN's Ruth Kramer is in China and takes a look.
Greg, the rural church is in its stage of transition with the urban rise. It's not unusual to see a pastor overseeing at least 9 churches with thousands of believers and counting. That begs the question, are there enough leaders? New Bible schools are sprouting up in an effort to meet this need. In the northern province we visited, a pastor shared excitement over the Bible school that opened 4 years ago. Those graduates are now teachers. Speaking through an interpreter, the pastor said they're focused on trying to partner with other seminaries and Bible schools in an effort to strengthen their school.
We are hoping that we can exchange our teachers to the other theological seminary to further their study. So we can have a better generation to be trained.
Bibles for China can help there. I'll put some links in at our website. Ruth Kramer, Mission Network News, Northern China.
And the U.S. banned legal segregation in 1964, but Judy Vander Ark of Moses Incorporated says racism to that extreme exists right now in Mississippi.
You don't go to church together, you don't go to school together, and there's a separation even in the stores where you see people hang back and don't mix with one another, and we feel that's quite sad.
Moses Incorporated is using community projects and friendships to show the city of McLean that Christ is Savior to all, regardless of race.
There are some wonderful people living there that are very underemployed and under-resourced. Moses has been doing what we can to alleviate some of that depression and hopefully building really strong relationships.
Now it's time for you to consider being a part of this. Moses is taking a team to McLean in April to work on projects and serve needy people. Want to go? Find out how at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Christian Aid Mission is offering the free book, Finishing the Task. It features stories of Native missionaries making an impact for Christ in their own countries. The book chronicles 9 modern-day heroes of faith all working in their own neighborhoods. Get your free copy of Finishing the Task at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.